Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us on our program. We're going to talk about the Wyota Fire Department. They are hosting their annual Valentine's Day program here this weekend. A little different this year. You get dinner and a show here this weekend. So get those tickets purchased and get your sweetheart all lined up for a great night of good food and good entertainment. Got a couple of guests joining us here this morning. Mitch Boyson and Peter Mulgard with us here this morning, representing the Wyota Fire Department. Mitch, you're the chief. Let me start with you. You guys have been doing a little fundraising effort on Valentine's Day for a good long time now, haven't you?
Close to about 20 years we've been doing this supper, and it's been well done for us.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success with it. Changed it up a little bit this year, looking to kind of jazz things up a little bit. So you've got some projects in the works.
Yeah, we're got the comedian coming, and just needed a little change. So yeah, we hope it works. And the trying to replace the 1985-year-old pumper. So that's what our proceeds are headed for.
You bet. Well, you've got a comedian coming in this year. And, Peter, I want to ask you, how'd you find comedian Scott Long to be a part of this?
We used the internet and searched out for comedians. And there's a app out there that allows you to look up local talent. And we were able to find him. And through watching some of his YouTube videos and comparing him to other people, we were able to vote on it from the fire station standpoint, and we thought he was the best appropriate. He's a small town Iowa boy coming from Altoona, Newton area, and he still holds those roots strong in his act.
So folks might be able to really kind of relate with his comedy. It might be kind of local.
Yes, you know, we saw quite a few people, and we felt that he was the best fit for this area, being farming community, local, small town kid growing up as he was.
Okay, very good. What's on the menu?
Smoked pork loin. We got baby red potatoes, green beans, tea rolls, and then the dessert will be Jell-O cake or your choice of cheesecake.
That all sounds like a good Iowa meal is what it sounds like. Sounds like a lot of good homegrown stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited about the pork loins. We're going to have those smoked by Hy-Vee and brought out, and we'll cut them fresh right at dinner time, and we'll serve everybody when they sit down for the dinner, walk them through dinner, and then clear away all the plates and have them enjoy the comedian.
Okay. Well, Mitch, you talked a little bit about the truck that you're trying to replace. You know, equipment only lasts for so long. It sometimes gets worked pretty hard in a fire department type setting, and these things don't last forever. And by golly, they're expensive to replace, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're very expensive to replace.
What you said, it's an 85 pumper that you're trying to replace?
Yes, it's a 1985. We bought it second-handed. We bought it when it was about 5 years old, I think. And it served us good. It's just need to be replaced.
How important is that type of piece of equipment for somebody who doesn't necessarily know all the ins and outs of a fire department and how they work? Why is that an important piece for you?
It's the one that puts all the water onto the fire, and we're trying to replace it with a tanker pumper so we have more volume of water when we come to a scene, and that way we can last instead of just having 750 gallons of water. We're looking for something around 3,000, so it'll last us a lot longer.
Okay. Well, and there's always mutual aid. You've always got friends out there. But then again, those friends depend on you sometimes,
yes,
too. So you have to be able to reciprocate, too.
Yeah, we respond with Anita and other neighboring fire departments. And we do have a tanker so we would be able to bring roughly 5,000 gallons because we're not going to get rid of our old tanker, just upgrading a pumper with a pumper tanker.
Yeah, I'm guessing these things aren't real cheap.
No, they're not. $325,000 for a new one.
Oh, you want me to write your check now? Or
yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Yeah, Peter, these things are difficult. When you get this kind of news and you look into these types of projects, it opens your eyes real fast.
It really does, and the constraints are from the townships in the city that we only have a finite amount of money, so we've got to plan for a budget and try to find a truck that's going to fit inside that budget. And by doing these fundraisers and inviting the community in to eat at the fire station, that will help us put that money over that bar that we're setting so that we can get what we need.
And we kind of talked about this, too, before we started to sit down this morning and visit, that, you know, this isn't new for fire departments of all sizes. Equipment needs to be replaced. There are things that happen. But it seems to be, no matter what size department it is, it's always kind of the same response when you go to the local city officials. Yes, they are supportive. However, as you said, there's only so much money, and usually it's okay, we will dedicate this much, but you guys are going to have to try to raise the rest, and it's just a challenge you have to overcome.
Correct. We haven't really started looking because we currently have a truck that we're still paying on, so we're waiting to finish that so that those proceeds will be available for next year, fiscal year, to be used towards a new pumper tanker that we're looking at.
Okay, very good. So help these folks out and buy up those tickets. There are still tickets available. Mitch, you've got, four opportunities here this weekend for folks to enjoy?
Yes, we do. And Saturday night's kind of filling up, but there's a lot of room on Friday night for the early show and the late show. One starts at 5:30, and the other one starts at 8 o'clock.
You know, when folks think about taking their sweetheart out for Valentine's Day, typically they're not thinking about, let's take them out to the local fire station. But you guys got the place all cleaned up, spiffed up, and you've had a lot of good support over the last several years.
Yes, we have. Usually in the past, we've had decorated to a certain type of a theme. This year, we're kind of sticking to the old fire station, so we're kind of doing a fire theme. We'll have it decorated with fire equipment around the station and stuff like that.
Sure. Well, and it's for chance for folks to see what you've got, too. It's always kind of nice to show off. They are supporting it with their tax dollars, with their opportunity to come out and support with these types of events, too. So it is nice to be able to kind of give them an idea how a fire station actually operates.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, we've got old helmets, new helmets, and we'll hang some of our recent helmets up and then maybe some of our old jackets and stuff around so people see the changes in how things have come in technology.
Sure. What's the manpower right now at the Wyota Volunteer Fire Department? Are you full staff where you'd like to be, or is there room for more?
We have a real strong active of about eight to nine members. We got room for more members, but we got a pretty good little crew, and we're pretty successful with them.
Well, that's a pretty good commitment. As we all know, it takes a lot of training, a lot of time spent, too.
Yeah, and you got a lot of time away from your families, and everybody has to have Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2. That really helps. And just
got to get that training. You got to go through all the process and make sure you're ready when the time comes when that bell goes off. Let's talk a little bit about the events coming up now. We mentioned there are two nights, this Friday and Saturday. You can do Valentine's Day on Friday night if you'd like, or you could do the day after on Saturday. It works out great this year with the event coming up on a weekend. There are still tickets available for some of those shows, but I think we talked about Saturday night's getting pretty full, right, Peter?
Correct. Our 8 o'clock performance is getting pretty slim on the tickets, and the 5:30 show is probably got about 10 or 12 tickets left to sell for that show on Saturday. Fridays, Mitch already mentioned, there's still some openings there, the 5:30 or 8 o'clock show.
Okay. How would they get those tickets?
You can either call Mitch at 250-00078 or myself at 249-0634 or Ford at 249-6921. You can also stop at the Wyota Steakhouse or stop here at the fire station. We'll be here probably every night for the rest of the week cleaning up and getting ready.
All right, of course you are. $75 a couple for the tickets. So that's not real terrible when you think about the kind of food you're going to get, and you're getting a show too.
Correct. You're getting a really good pork loin dinner. There's going to be sliced two slices on each plate. And the comedian, he's a national comedian. If you do some research on him, he's been on Fox TV. He's been on Des Moines TV and the Bob and Tom show as well.
Been around, you'll have some fun. He knows how to entertain a crowd. And, of course, you're helping out the effort here, too, when you do this, helping them raise that money to be able to meet some of those financial obligations with the equipment that they do need. So, again, those shows 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday and Saturday night, and then 8 to 10 also Friday and Saturday night. So you'll get in, you'll get your meal, you'll get the show, and you'll be out to do whatever you want to do the rest of the evening, just $75 per couple for those tickets, and you get to enjoy the comedy of Scott Long as well. So hope folks come on out and help to support. Mitch, been a great time over the years being able to work with a lot of folks. I'm guessing you see some of these people that come out year after year after year, they continue to support?
Yes, it's usually the same crowd of people. They do a good job of supporting us, and we try to give them a good meal every year.
Okay, very good. Well, once again, those numbers, if you want to call ahead, you can contact Mitch at 250-0078. Peter's number is 249-0634, or you can get a hold of Ford at 249-6921. Do it soon to make sure that you get in. Peter, if folks don't have a ticket that slipped their mind, but maybe they'd still like to come out and support, is there any shot at the door if they come on over?
There is. We're taking advantage of that and anticipating maybe somebody might want to come out and forget to buy a ticket. We're trying to keep the seating to 100, but we're going to maybe put a few more extra tables up and see what we can do to help out. We won't turn anybody away.
Okay, just in case. But again, there's always a limited number of spaces unless you want to sit outside. It's a little cold in an Iowa winter to have to do that. So get those tickets purchased ahead of time. Peter, Mitch, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you do for the community here in the area, and hope you have a great fundraising effort.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.